Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and would you believe we're going into the fire? Say a prayer and take a vivez, because when I look at you, I think, where's the girl? The creation of man is the riddle of a lifetime, but when you compare it to Marguerite's dilemma, it's only love. They seek him here, but she was there, so the lullaby couldn't have a storybook ending. However, you are my home. So, duel. Joining us today are the usual Falcons in the Dive, including Kevin, Madam Guillotine Jaeger.
Oh, such a good one.
Kimberly, our Scarlet Game Master Pimpernel, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello, my internet is unstable. Just get cold.
And with us today is one of our favorite people who we've never met, but have seen his face so much that we feel like we know him. He's the Emmy-winning host of On Stage on Spectrum News New York One, and he can be seen in an upcoming movie musical about high school dance gatherings. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Frank DeLeo.
What an intro. Hey, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. It was like, I got to do a Frank Wildhorn. Which one am I going to do?
Oh, I was hoping for Jekyll and Hyde or even Civil War.
So Civil War was my first choice. Of course, my dog sleeps all day, and now I'm on this, and he's squeaking his toys. But I was thinking it was between Civil War. We had done Jekyll and Hyde in the past before, so I was deciding between Pimpernel and this. And I don't know, Falcon the Dive hit me in the right spot when I was writing it.
I'll take it. Broadway wasted. Sure.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us. Before we get into anything, what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking tequila soda with a little lime.
Yeah.
What are you guys drinking?
I have a gin and tonic with a little lime.
Oh, I was going to do a gin and tea.
This isn't Bar Hill today. This is the new one you got me. That's called Tom something.
Oh, sure.
No, hold on.
Well, while she's looking, I'm drinking just a sensible glass of red wine.
Beautiful.
Fair.
And I am drinking...
Not called Tom at all. Perry Tot. Perry's Tot.
Of course. Perry's Tot. It's like the... it's like the... What's it called? The Office episode? Scott's Tots?
Oh, right.
Brian, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Hudson Whiskey. Their Do the Rye thing on the rocks.
Very Yum. Nice. I love that label.
Right? They just rebranded. It's beautiful.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's super clean, nice. Simple. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you here. So I just want to start this off with a funny story. So
tell me.
It might not be funny, but on our first, when we first started this podcast, we got a table at BroadwayCon. and we were setting up, and then we saw you in the distance, you know, at Broadway Con, you know, doing your host thing, kind of just like, you know, doing your B-roll or whatever it was. And me, myself, and Kimberly's husband, who's my best friend, we were setting up the booth in the background, and then we were casually watching New York One the next day, and in the background were me and him setting up the booth. And so we joked for a while that, like, you know, Broadway said was big news. Like, we were in a Frank DiLella interview on New York One.
I love that. You were on New York One and I didn't even know it. You were in my segment and I didn't even know it. I love
exactly.
That.
We didn't say you interviewed us. We said we were in an interview.
Well, I have to say I'm so honored to be here being interviewed by you guys. So that's now so, it's role reversal now.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings me to my first point here is that, like, you are such a staple in the New York community, it's specifically the New York theater community. Like, you're up there with, like, Dr. Zizmore. Like those are, like, the list of people that, like, are just so New York that, like, it hurts. As a New Yorker, like, I would just tune into that segment. I wanted to hear what was happening. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
But I guess that leads into you play yourself in a lot of these things that are out there right now, inclusive of The Prom, and the 40-year-old version, which you can see on Netflix. So, you're a Netflix star. I guess talk about, like, maybe you don't see it, but, like, talk about, like, the what you represent in the New York community and how people are kind of leveraging that in to make their content more real and grounded.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for all these compliments. I have to say, as a kid who grew up, you know, being brought to New York by my mom, and then eventually bring my brother along with me for the ride, New York City always felt like home. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And, you know, my mom was always working on the road growing up. So she, you know, our time with her would be on the weekends when she would, you know, say, boys, pick a couple Broadway shows, we'll get tickets, and, like, we'll go up to New York City. And that started to happen more and more regularly as we got older. And I just fell in love with the city. The city always felt like home. And, you know, to have these moments, which I do not take for granted, you know, to have these small moments in these, you know, films that, you know, this year are major films for 2020, which is crazy. Playing myself, representing, you know, an institution that covers theater on Broadway and, you know, being, like you said, quote unquote, a staple in the community. I mean, the little boy in me is just screaming for joy because I've always wanted to be a part of this family, this community, and I've always wanted to be included. And the fact that that's what I'm now identified as and with is, you know, honestly, I'm just grateful. I have no words. I'm just grateful. And I'm rambling, but I'm grateful.
It's legit like how, like, Graham Norton was in Eurovision, the movie with Will Ferrell. It's like that. Graham Norton.
I'll take it. I love it.
So so you talked about how you came to New York City with your family and everything, but what was, like, your specific journey to, like, where you are now? Like, how did you get from, like, that little boy to, like, where you are now?
Well, like most of us, and I'm sure we all have similar stories. We all came to New York wanting to be actors. Is that right for you guys too?
Yeah.
Of course.
What does Corky St. Clair say? Like, I came to New York with a tube of chapstick and a dance belt.
Exactly. So I came to New York as a college freshman. I went to Fordham University at Lincoln Center and I started in the theater program, but realized early on, I was like, if I'm going to stay in New York and I'm going to, you know, survive here and be able to afford living in New York, there's no way I'm going to go down this acting path. Because in my class, in particular, Taylor Schilling, I'm not sure if you guys watch Orange is the New Black, she was in my class, and a ton of folks who, like, went on to do Broadway stuff and TV stuff. And I was like, and it was a relatively small program. And I was like, no way, I can't compete with these guys. So, midway through my college career, I switched over to journalism, and a professor who I had, who was part of my intro to media studies class, suggested that we look into internships at New York One. And I applied. And on my first day, they offered me an internship with the entertainment Broadway unit, which was, of course, on stage. And I thought to myself, like, I've died and gone to heaven. Like, this is a job where, you know, you're required to cover every single Broadway opening, interview every major star. And I was like, there's no way I'm leaving this place. And so I just kept the, you know, I worked and worked and worked. I worked my way up. I did every single job in the newsroom until finally I landed where I am today. And, you know, it just, that's my journey. That's my path of how I got to New York One. And I just, I love it so much.
That's awesome. I do want to interject here and say, like, I love your holiday sweater.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, J. Crew.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm going to do some fast paced questions here. I just like off the top of your dome, like, okay, you've done a ton of interviews. You've seen a ton of shows. So I'm just going to run through these questions. Okay, here we go. Interview that stands out the most to you for whatever reason.
Elaine Stritch.
Okay. Don't even need a reason there.
or tied with Liza Minnelli.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Also. Yeah. What is the best experience you ever had seeing a show? Not best show, but like just overall experience and why?
The first thing that comes to mind, you can't do that to me. Like,
I'll give you three. Okay,
fine. The original Broadway production of Rent, Gypsy with Patti LuPone, and A Little Night Music with Elaine Stritch and Bernadette Peters.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. What was the first, you said you came to Philly, you came from Philly to New York a lot. What was the first Broadway show you saw?
Phantom of the Opera.
Nice. What was the most recent Broadway show you saw?
Girl from the North Country.
All right.
Kind of prepped me for going to COVID.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin and I saw the minutes, so we're still counting them down.
Literally our last show was the minutes.
I almost texted you guys. There was a poster for the minutes at my subway stop. I like walked on a different set of stairs and I was like, the minutes, it's March.
That's funny. What is the standout moment in your career when you're like, oh, like I'm doing some cool things, like people are noticing?
When I broke the news that the Broadway strike was happening, and when I broke the news that it was officially off in 2007.
That's really cool. I mean, the strike wasn't cool, but your experience with that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so desert island, you're not dissimilar to what we're in right now. You're stranded on a desert island. You can choose one show to see before you're stranded there, and you can either take a real life show that you can go like anything, or you can create your own like perfect cast of a show. What's the last show you see before you're transported to this desert island?
Probably A Chorus Line.
Original cast? Would you cast it?
I would probably do the original cast just because they created it. It was built on them. It would either be that, or I'm gonna give you another one, the original cast of Dreamgirls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Bennett all the way.
Yeah, for sure. We were watching my girlfriend and I are binge watching RuPaul's Drag Race at this point. I'd never seen it before. And the lip sync for your life was and I'm telling you, I'm not going. And she was like, my girlfriend was like, I didn't expect to like cry while watching RuPaul's. I was like, have you ever seen the Tonys performance? She's like, no, I haven't. I was like, and we're going to watch it five times in a row.
And here we go.
Yeah.
Frank, I'm so proud of Brian as a gay man. He's texting me all these questions, but like the right questions about RuPaul's. It's amazing.
He's signing up.
He's learning.
But I preface every text with, I'm so sorry you're rehaving a conversation you had in 2009, but can we talk about Jiggly Caliente?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm right now.
Fair enough.
All right. So final question here. What show are you most excited to see in 2021 when we're back in business, baby?
Guys, Company, Cheers.
Yes. That's Cheers. The last show I saw before.
Did you love it?
It was so good.
I saw it in London, but I have a feeling it's going to be even better here.
Brian and I had tickets to D Company the night that Broadway shut down.
Oh God.
And Kevin gave me his open dress ticket. So
I did. I had open dress tickets. So I gave them to Kimberly because I was like, Brian and I will go next week. It's fine. And then when we literally that whole day we were texting, should we go? Do you think we should, is it weird if we go? Should we just go? And then Broadway made the decision. So
oh my gosh. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait.
But another place we don't make decisions for ourselves is Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
Kevin's Corner.
Welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I have some fun and exciting questions based on research I did from Wikipedia. So today's game is called That Frank. And the way that this is going to work is I'm going to ask you a question saying wait, hey, aren't you the, and then describe a Frank that's not you. And you have to just say, no, I'm not that Frank. That's, and then tell me which Frank that is. Does that make sense?
And I hope they're theater related.
Some of them are. So we'll see how this goes.
Oh God. I'm not, you guys. All right.
I typed in,
friends.
Yeah. And you can phone Kimberly and Brian if you need help, because I just typed in famous Franks into Wikipedia and then just went where the rabbit hole went. So let's see. Okay.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
Hey, aren't you the American songwriter who wrote the music and lyrics for the Broadway musicals Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying?
I'm not that Frank. That was Frank Lesser.
Yes. Well done. All right. Hey, aren't you the famous American singer, actor, and producer who is one of the most popular and influential music artists of the 20th century with more than 150 million records sold worldwide?
I'm not that Frank. Wasn't that Frank Sinatra?
That was. See, this isn't hard. You got this.
All right. I'm waiting for the hard ones.
Hey, aren't you the man who designed 1,114 architectural works of all types, 532 of which were actually created, and is recognized by the American Institute of Architects as the greatest American architect of all time?
I'm not that Frank. That was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes! This one might be a little harder. Hey, aren't you the American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and band leader whose work is characterized by non-conformity, free-form improvisation, sound experiments, music virtuosity, and satire of American culture?
Oh, God. Is he still alive?
Maybe?
I'll phone a friend.
This friend does not have any help. Brian?
All on
so
you,
I'm Brian. Not the only one, Kimberly.
No! Brian, you're muted.
You're muted, Brian.
Sorry, my dog's out of control. I don't know. I don't know this one. I know I'm going to know it when you say it, but I don't know it.
It's not that Frank. It's Frank Zappa.
Oh, I would have no way. Yeah.
All right. If you didn't get that one, the rest of this is going to be real weird. Okay.
Cool.
Hey, aren't you the American actor, voice actor, impressionist, and stand-up comedian with a career spanning nearly six decades that includes voicing Fred Jones in the Scooby-Doo franchise since its inception in 1969 and actually now voices Scooby-Doo as well since 2002?
Phone a friend.
Brian?
Casey Kasem? Frank Casey Kasem. I don't know.
That's not that Frank. That's Frank Welker.
Boo. I mean, yay Frank Welker. Way to make a career, but boo.
We're coming back. This one's better. All right.
Okay.
Hey, aren't you the Italian-born American film director, producer, and writer who became the creative force behind some of the major award-winning films of the 1930s and 40s, including You Can't Take It With You and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Not that, Frank. Isn't that Francis Ford Coppola?
Oh, no. Brian, who is it?
That is Frank Capra.
There it is.
Oh, I was going to say Coppola, too.
It was two until he said 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, that's where I threw me off, but I thought it was a joke.
The next ones, I think you got.
I hate this game.
Hey, aren't you the American comic book writer, penciler and inker, novelist, screenwriter, film director and producer, best known for your comic book stories and graphic novels like Sin City, 300 and The Dark Knight Returns?
Oh my God.
Oh, and Patti LuPone might have sang a song where she was this person's wife, his last name's wife. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's not Baker.
Yeah. that's wrong.
You're gonna say it, and I'm gonna know it, but I can't.
I know, me too. Do you want me to wake up, Jay?
Brian?
I know this one. This is Frank Miller.
It's Frank Miller.
Okay. Well,
The Miller's wife, I guess.
Yes, that's what I meant. But I was
not Patty's song.
Not Patty's song at all. Okay.
Leanne Larkin's song in the revival of Little Night Music.
Thank you.
There it is.
I'm going for.
I would have gotten it if you would have said that.
Hey, aren't you the voice of Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Animal, Cookie Monster, Bert, Grover, and Yoda?
Who is Frank Oz?
There you go. And the last one, you should get this one, especially because you probably interviewed him. Hey, aren't you the American stage and film actor who's won 4 Tony Awards, 2 for Best Lead Actor in the play Frost Nixon and The Father, and 2 Best Featured Actors for The Seascape and Fortune's Fool?
Not me, Frank Langella.
There it is. And that's been that Frank.
There you go.
Well, let's leave Kevin's corner and go to the prom.
Okay.
Talk about your experience. Like, what was it like to get that call to play yourself? And then we have not seen it. We've seen the musical like 3 or 4 times each.
Yeah.
But we did not see we haven't seen the movie yet. I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming you're at the beginning with the Eleanor sequence.
I am. Yeah.
Talk about getting the call and then the onset experience, if you don't mind.
Well, I'll be completely honest with you. It was the spring of last year, and I was having dinner with Ryan Murphy, and you know, we're just chatting about, it was right around the Tonys, and we're chatting about, you know, kind of, you know, what we thought was going to happen and all that good stuff. And right around that time was the big Broadway League conference. And as a fun thing to do, the Broadway producers of the prom asked a bunch of journalists to play themselves in the opening sequence. Mm. So it was like me and Paul Wontorek and Richie Ridge and a bunch of folks. And I mentioned that to Ryan saying, oh my gosh, you should come, you know, or actually it just passed. I was like, oh, the other night I actually, you know, was, you know, on stage in the Broadway show doing the prom playing myself. And he looked at me and was like, well, you should play yourself in the movie. And I was like,
so it was not a call. It was a full conversation.
It was a full conversation. And I laughed. I was like, okay, Ryan. Yeah, sure. He was like, well, will you? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, ha ha ha. Right.
Right. Sure.
And then nothing happened. And, you know, I just went about, you know, my time and was doing my thing. And then in September of last year, my manager sent me a note from the casting director of the prom saying, we need Frank's availability for October, November, and December. We're interested in having him play the reporter role in the prom. And I remember getting that email. It was a week before my birthday. I was like, holy crap. Like, oh my God. Like, this is possibly going to happen. This is amazing. And at first, he meant it. When what Ryan says, it's solid. And, you know, so it took a couple months, and like, I would text my manager every day, like, did we get an offer? Do I have to audition? Like, what's going on? She was like, just hang tight. And around Thanksgiving, I got the official offer, and, beginning of December. So this time last year, I flew out to LA for a week, and it was unbelievable. I mean, you know,
did you share a trailer with Meryl?
I didn't. I had my own trailer.
Oh, wow.
I had my own trailer. We so Ryan. It's very important to Ryan to, you know, kind of be to celebrate and honor the Broadway community. And I'm not putting words in his mouth because he's told me this multiple times. So he's very particular in, like, you know, how he does things, and he's a perfectionist, and he, you know. Wait until you see the opening of the film with the recreation of Broadway on this downtown LA lot It was unbelievable. When I got to set, it's as if like 44th Street and 45th Street merged, and everything from the theater facades to Sardi's, like, it's perfect. And I remember walking onto the set thinking, oh my God, like, this is unbelievable. And there were hundreds of extras, and they had NYPD cars and fake taxi cars. And, you know, they were spraying down the street to make it glisten before we shot. And yeah, I opened the movie after the overture with Meryl and James. And it was like, what is That's my amazing. Life right now? What is happening?
We're so excited. We cannot wait.
It's pretty great. The movie is pretty great. And, you know, I love the Broadway show. I loved all the actors who created these roles. And I think Ryan took it a step further and deepened the story and gave it more layers and made it more rich. And, you know, it's timely, it's poignant, it's everything. And it's just, it's so much fun too. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Oh yeah.
So excited.
My mom is also very excited to see it.
Oh, really? Mine too.
It's a good family show.
Yeah.
My parents don't know they're excited, but since I'm here at their house, they're going to be excited.
December 11th, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, I cannot wait. Yeah, so December 11th on Netflix. It is required viewing for any theater fan, but more importantly, for any New York theater fan, it seems like the first 10 minutes are absolutely required
viewing. I feel like I'm just gonna like cry, like looking at Broadway, even though I'll like be aware that it's LA.
Yeah.
I'm and
it's like, remember.
It's true. It's like, you know, but seeing people like, you know, Andrew Rannells and even Kevin Chamberlain, the tequila is kicking in, and even Kevin Chamberlain. And, you know, Meryl and, you know, like they, Nicole, all of James, they all have roots in the theater. And to see them singing and dancing and honoring Broadway and celebrating Broadway, I mean, it truly is. I was watching the first, Netflix sent me the movie 2 or 3 weeks ago to watch it for the first time. And I turned to my best friend who I watched it with, and I was like, this is the best commercial for the industry right now. It's the best commercial.
Sure,
because it's, you know, it takes us to another place like Broadway does. And it's just a celebration of the industry, an industry that is really hurting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How timely to have a story about Broadway actors that are all of a sudden out of work overnight.
Right. Right.
Well, on that note, should we play a game?
Yeah.
We have another game.
We do.
I promise this one is not trivia.
Okay, good.
I just made a game called Let's Build a Prom.
For everyone?
No, just for us. No, for everyone. I could talk about the prom like forever.
The prom was my go-to show when somebody asked me for a suggestion for what to see on Broadway. Like, it was funny. It was heartfelt. It had a message. And like the audience got so into it and it killed. It was like it was literally the best suggestion. And
it was.
It was like you had that in your pocket. Yeah. Like you felt like an insider to tell them that.
I also feel like people who wanted to see a more contemporary show got that feel, but there's still like that heart in it of like classic Broadway. So you still, if you wanted to see, like, people are like, I want to see like a classic Broadway musical. Like you could do the contemporary and classic is all kind of rolled into one.
Say Beth Level will sing her butt off for you in a red suit the second act.
She will level you.
Yeah, she will. She is a force.
So good.
I love Beth.
Great.
So, all right, the game, let's Kimberly.
Build a prom. So the four of us right now are going to be the prom committee.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to build a prom for Broadway. I have all of my Lights of Broadway show cards here with me. And so each of us will pick a part of the prom that we are in charge of. I'll sort of like say when and draw a card for you since you can't reach through the screen. And then that card, whatever you pick, will be the inspiration for your part of the prom.
Cool.
To pick them, I guess we'll just pick numbers 1 through 4, and I've assigned all of the
subcommittee.
All the committees, all the sub, that's what it's called, subcommittee.
There you go.
I don't know who planned my prom.
Wasn't it like the like president and vice president, or whatever? Wasn't it their responsibility?
Isn't it the school? the junior class that plans the prom?
Well, there's like, junior prom and senior prom. Oh, wait, no, right. You both went to both. We had both. I don't know. It was at the Camden Aquarium.
Okay.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. My parents live in Philly now, though.
What part of Jersey?
Burlington County. Okay. Chesterfield, if you know it.
All right, yeah. I went to an all-boys school, so I went to multiple proms. I went to the girls' school proms, and then I had my prom. And I did theater, so there were a lot of girls who needed dates
sure.
for their proms. So,
where in Philly did you grow up?
Chestnut Hill area.
Oh, Andorra, sure.
Chestnut Hill area, yeah.
Yeah.
Andorra is the actual area, but people don't necessarily know that. They know Chestnut Hill, so it's the town over.
Yeah. Cool. My parents are both from Philly, and then my sister and I grew up in Jersey, but they are back in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Cool. Do you want to pick a number 1 through 4? And then I'll pick one.
I want the boys to go first. Oh, I'll pick a number 2.
Yeah. 2. Kevin, what number?
3.
Brian?
1.
1. Cool. So then I get 4. Great. So Brian gets to go first because he picked number 1.
Didn't realize that, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know how that wasn't implied. I was writing this down like, no one's going to pick 1 because I'll have to go first.
That's true. I'm going to, yeah. Good. Let's do it. What's my...
So you are in charge of the theme of the prom.
Enchantment Under the Sea. Done.
No, you have to wait for a Broadway, like the Broadway show card.
You have to wait. Tell me when.
No. Back to the Future is in the West End. When?
This was too big of a pile.
Enchantment.
Apologies.
Yeah, Squiggs. You drew Stop carousel. Making so many drawings. Oh, okay.
What carousel inspire you for a prom theme?
It's a clam bake.
Duh.
That's great. You do not skip a beat.
A clam bake, no question.
All right, I'll go next.
Are planning a clam bake. All right, Frank, you pick number 2.
Oh, Frank's next.
Then you are in charge of decorations. All right, say when.
When?
And Matthew Broderick will inspire you for these decorations at the clam bake prom.
The 1960s, of course, because How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying was one of his Tony-winning roles.
That would be so beautiful.
Absolutely.
The 1960s clam bake?
Yeah, we're thinking bright colors, big blocks of squares, you know, maybe even a surprise singer like Lilias White kind of getting the party going.
Ooh, oh yeah. Yeah, big time.
Well, that does bring us to number 3, entertainment.
Oh, I'm ready.
Kevin, band or DJ is the question. Say when.
When?
Ann Harada.
Okay. Great. So the the band for this, we didn't realize it at the time, but when they arrived, they're actually a puppet troupe. And so the group is puppets who are going to perform whatever song is requested. So there's just like a big request list. And it's just like all like the pop songs, like Lady Gaga, Ariana, like Taylor Swift, everything's happening, but like performed by puppets.
Fun.
Yes. In the 60s clam bake.
Yes. Well, they're all puppets of giant like clams with faces, like how like Sesame Street has stuff like that. So it's like puppets of clams.
Great. But only for now, or at least the first 2 hours until Lilias comes.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So number 4, I have.
It's only 4 now.
Okay. And you say when for me as I discuss the catering.
When?
Oh, you guys did it at the same time.
We're in sync.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Andy is this the catering?
Caterer
of this event, meaning that it is all past apps with wait staff sure. in like the Hamilton. Oh wait, no, but it's a clam bake. Wait staff like in like 60s mod kind of outfits with go-go boots. Mm-hmm.
I do want my drink served to me by cats.
Ooh.
Oh, what if like when you ask, when like they ask you if you want an hors d'oeuvre and you say yes, then it's like how Ariana DeBose with the bullet, they like take it and go really slow towards your mouth.
I love it.
And that's a prom time as well. Yes.
There's a lot of scaffolding and stairs and some oversized, like a big oven they all come out of in the junkyard to give you your food. It all comes out of the big oven.
That's incredible.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Delicious.
Can we? Well, there's another city that needs a prom. Should we do another one?
Another city?
No, just another prom. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a terrible segue to do another prom. I just want to do another prom.
Sure.
I got you, Ryan.
But I do also have at the bottom of my show card bag some unopened prom-specific show cards.
Oh, let's open them.
I want to make a prom with these.
Yeah, let's open them. That's super fun.
Okay. Well,
are they new?
No, I just haven't opened them in a while.
I was like, oh, cool.
They're very cool. They were, I think, limited edition at the show. But Dory gave me a bunch at some point.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I think it's Broadway Con. I think she made it rain on us of like some Broadway show cards in last year.
It was at one of the Broadway Podcast Network meetings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I always feel sad when I tear the outside a little bit. Right. Okay, so we'll all be together on this one. So we'll go from 1 to 4. The theme, I'll pick.
Sure.
Oh, God. The theme of this prom is Zazz.
I mean, I think that's...
Like, what would the invitation look like to a Zazz prom?
I think it's all of Nicole Kidman's wigs from all of the movies she's been in, like Lion and The Undoing, and Pretty Little Lie? No, a Big Little Lie, a lot of lies.
Big Little Lies.
And Boy Erased.
What, yeah. Oh, what a wig. What a wig in Boy Erased.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is amazing. The theme is wearing Nicole Kidman wig to prom.
Yes, yeah. Apparently. All right. Decorations, say when.
When?
The ensemble of the prom.
Decorations are the ensemble of the prom?
Well, it looks like bright colors.
I just think like glitter and sparkles everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Glitter, like oversized glittery sneakers.
It's just along the walls, there's just a group of people ponying. Like the year prom.
Yeah. Exactly.
They hire dancers.
I think they
motivators
also,
at a bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. My theme was James Bond, and I had two Bond girls walk me out as a 13-year-old boy with just his top teeth of braces taken off.
Yeah.
work it.
Do you also think that everyone had to give their shoe size? You had mentioned shoes. Everyone had to give their shoe size beforehand, and you're given shoes like a bowling alley at the beginning. So everyone's wearing sparkly dance shoes or socks. Sparkly dance socks.
Yeah.
No, sparkly Leducas. Come on.
Oh, you got.
And then you change into the sneakers when the dance gets a little faster, yeah. Which happens in the show is my favorite thing.
Love it.
Sure.
Like when they all changed into sneakers at the end of the Descendants movie.
Right.
Yes.
Which we watched over the summer. Okay, entertainment. Say when.
When?
It's not about me.
Oh, wow.
So I think the entertainment is maybe just like Broadway divas coming at you with their biggest songs.
Sounds like a great prom.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden it's just like Alice Ripley and Emily Skinner come out to sing I Would Never Leave You at your prom?
That's my like, kind of prom.
I know.
Seriously. Like,
at that point, I don't care if it's a prom for everyone. It's a prom for us. Right?
Can you just picture like high school kids trying to dance as Elaine Stritch sings Ladies Through Lunch? Like, oh, are we fast?
Oh my God, they listen, try.
Any version of Meadowlark to get everybody in there is like, I'm in. That's a long prom, but I'm in.
Oh no, it has, if it's going to be prom, it has to be the Betsy Wolf, Lindsay Mendez duet version that they did at their concert.
Oh, sure.
Check it out. I've never heard that.
It's on YouTube and it's incredible. The harmonies just like kill you all over. It's
wow, amazing. I got to check that out.
Man, this is the most theater kid prom. I'm so obsessed. All right. Catering. Just say right hand or left hand.
Right.
Christopher Sieber is the caterer.
That works because he's like the bartender. In the
wait, no.
Oh, that's good.
That totally works.
And yeah. Then on the flip side of that, it's just a lot of gingerbread men.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a lot of gingerbread men and all the waiters are on their knees walking around.
Yeah. Parfaits, onions.
My goodness. And then is there a fifth element of the prom? There is one more card. What else could we say?
Goodie bag? Like gift?
I would say favors, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, favors. Favors, great. Well, Eleanor the Musical will be giving us a favor. Look at this card.
Playbills from opening night and closing night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Signed by the cast.
Signed and Frank Dallella. Totally.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a good one, Kimberly.
Thanks.
Oh, that was a fun game.
Yeah, these are cool. I'm going to put the Eleanor the Musical one somewhere.
Yeah. So, Frank, let's talk a little bit about 40-year-old version. You played yourself again. Your IMDb your page is just himself. What was that experience like? Like that just like blew up. Like that became such a big. Everyone's talking about that. What was your experience with that? What was your expectation for that?
So again, through my manager, Rada Blank, who wrote, starred, and directed the film, reached out. I think she reached out to me via Instagram, and then I passed on to my manager. And, you know, I just remember thinking, oh, it's like the small indie film. Sure, you know, Rada is, you know, a writer, and she wrote me a very lovely note. I was like, yeah, of course I'm in. And, you know, it went to Sundance. It premiered at Sundance in January. And I remember reading, Rada sent me a note. She's like, are you coming out for the premiere? I was like, I can't make it, but keep me posted. And I remember reading the reviews from Sundance. I was like, it's a hit. It's a hit. It's a hit. Long story short, finally saw it this past fall. And I'm like, wow, like her story is so timely. If you watch the 40-year-old version, you would think she did that story like right now after all we've gone through and we're going through with the pandemic and, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, which is so essential to kind of like, you know, basically providing a reset for, you know, everyone in our society and the industry as a whole. You would think that she wrote this film like after that, but no, she wrote it before. And it's a beautiful film. It's in a weird way, it's a love letter and celebration of New York as well. And yeah, I play myself. I'm interviewing her at the Signature Theater and we had a great time. So I encourage you, if you have not seen the 40-year-old version, check it out.
That's also on Netflix. Just to reiterate, you're a Netflix star.
It's like back in the old days where like movie stars used to sign with studios. Like,
exactly.
Like sign a 3-picture deal with Netflix.
Playing himself.
I can't wait. It's not even just he signed it. It's like Frank stars in The Prom. Yeah. With Meryl Streep and Nicole somebody. And
if only, no, I have a very, very small part in The Prom and I do nothing compared to what the stars do. They're absolutely incredible. And Ryan, I have to say, has put together this all-star company of performers that, you know, blow it out of the water.
That's awesome. I guess let's talk a little bit about, you know, you've seen so much and you've interviewed so many people. I guess, like, what would you, this is like a bigger question. What would you like to see the future of Broadway? You know, we've had this little break, little being a relative word. But like, what do you see as the next phase of Broadway? Like, when it comes back, do you, you know, what do you see happen? And I'm not even talking about like health concerns and things like that. Let's assume that everything comes back the way that we knew it before, just for this hypothetical. Like, what do you think, what's the future of it? What types of shows? I'll leave that completely open-ended.
Well, you know, I love hearing from, you know, new artists. Like, I want to see the next, you know, Pasek and Paul. I want to see the next Jason Robert Brown. But I think it's essential, you know, in order for this industry to survive, to have people and representation across the board in all facets of the theater. That's on the stage, behind the scenes, even in the audience. Like, in order for this industry to survive and for it to move forward in a healthy manner, we need all voices. And that's what I want to see. I want to see more diversity. And I know that word gets thrown around more. I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but I want to see diversity on stage, and I want to see it behind the scenes and across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimberly, should we play one last game?
Ooh, absolutely. We can do a little round of our favorite game, Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Yay!
Just a quick categories game now that we've all almost finished our drinks. So you have two hands, they're down on your table or wherever you are. Those are your hands on a hard body. And then when we have a category, we will go in rapid succession around the Zoom based on who I can see, because we're all in different orders. So in my mind, it would go me, Kevin, Brian, Frank, me, Brian, me, Kevin, Brian, Frank. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So for instance, if the category was colors, I would say blue.
Red.
Green.
Orange.
Blue. Oh no.
Oh no.
Blue. Hand goes in the air. If you have two hands, you're out of the game. Actually, we can do a quick one. Just one hand.
And you're out.
Yeah, well, you can do a one hand
and
on our body.
Until one person wins.
Love okay.
So we have to remember the whole list. That's the whole goal.
Yeah.
Kind of. Just remember to not repeat. So if you repeat or if you just
got
take too long to think
got,
of something.
Got it. Got it.
And then if you get out, you get to pick the next category.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. First category is Broadway theaters. Cool.
Okay.
I'll start with the Schoenfeld.
The Majestic.
The Gershwin.
Jacobs.
The Hudson.
The Music Box.
L'Enfantine.
New 42.
The Marquee.
Studio 54.
Broadway.
The Darrow Roth.
The Palace.
Oh God, I just keep thinking Schoenfeld over and
done.
Over.
Done. Done, Kevin.
Good word.
There were so many more options, but my brain was just like, did you say Schoenfeld yet?
There are 41, Kevin.
I know.
Oh, wait, Broadway theaters.
Yeah, you said two off Broadway, but I let
we let it slide.
I screwed up. No, we gotta do it again.
Do it again?
All right, that was a practice round.
No, we got to do a different category. Different category.
All right, Kevin, pick a category. We're all still in.
All right, the category is Tony winning performers.
Okay.
And I'll prep. It's Tony winning musical Tony winning performers. So that's
harder.
Just, I know. Okay. Make it a little harder. Patti LuPone.
Tony Shalhoub.
Idina Menzel.
Audra McDonald.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Matthew Broderick.
Kelly O'Hara.
Cynthia Erivo.
No, this is my category. Alice Ripley.
Daveed Diggs.
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Nikki M. James.
Elaine Stritch.
Nathan Lane.
Stephanie J. Block.
Andre DeShields.
Oh, such a good speech.
I'm just thinking of the speeches I like.
Yeah, right?
Such a good speech. Joel Grey.
Ali Stroker.
Matthew Broderick.
I said that.
Oh!
You did? Yeah.
No, you said Nathan Lane.
Before that, I said Broderick.
Guys, I think the point of all of this is I suck at games.
All right, well, you get to pick a category for the three of us.
Why don't we do Stephen Sondheim musicals?
Great. Into the Woods.
Company.
A Little Night Music.
Merrily We Roll Along.
The Frogs.
Roadshow.
I was going to say Roadshow. Assassins.
Passion.
Did we say Sweeney?
No.
Sweeney.
No.
Sweeney Todd.
Pacific Overtures.
Evening Primrose.
Oh, obscure.
I know.
West Side Story.
I'll take it.
Yes, you will take it because you wrote it.
They write the music.
The lyrics, actually.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You didn't write the music. But now I've lost my place in everything. Oh, no. A little funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Well, I'll allow it.
Gypsy.
Dick Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bow out.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not real. Right.
All right, category for me and Kevin.
Sure. People in the Prom movie.
Okay. Who begins?
Kimberly.
Frank DeLella.
That was mine. Now I don't know who else is in it. Meryl Streep.
James Corden.
Nicole Kidman.
Andrew Rannells.
Ariana DeBose.
Kevin Chamberlain.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh, crap. The girl that plays Emma, whose name I don't remember.
I think that's you, Kimberly.
Yeah, that's me. I'm gone.
Kevin wins!
Okay. Come on.
Kevin, you never win.
I literally never win this game.
Never.
So good.
Good work. That's been dirty hands on a hard body.
Well, one last question for you, Frank, before we go here. What would you say if you... So you are going to put you in a scenario like we did before. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're casting a show. You can pick the show and then you can pick the cast. This is a take on kind of what we did before. You can pick any show and you can cast it however you want, but it can't be like you can't just take the chorus line at the original people like we did before. Like I want you to cast a show and do that. So that's what I'm going to give to you.
Any show at all or like his dream show?
Your dream show.
Okay. I would say, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Gypsy. It's my favorite show, period. And I would say I want to see it done on Broadway with an all-Black cast. And I'd love to see Audra McDonald play Mama Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like...
Here's my money. Take it.
Nikki James to play Louise. Mm. Who would be Herbie?
I love that you went from Louise to Herbie. I love this. You're just hitting all the cards.
All the three.
Yeah. Who would be Herbie? Maybe like Josh Henry.
Mm.
Joshua Henry, right?
Yeah.
What a sexy Herbie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who Who would be June?
Baby June. What's
Adrian Warren?
I would say Adrian Warren, but Adrian Warren is a superstar. She's not doing June. I mean, Adrian actually. Adrian could actually do Louise too.
Sure, sure.
Oh yeah, she'd be great.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Who else? Crystal Joy Brown.
Oh, she's so good. She
would be incredible.
She could do Louise as well. Hmm. And who would be Tulsa?
Oof.
Very tall.
Oh, so you're thinking tall.
Oh, are you thinking Christian Dante White?
Yeah, that's right.
Like you could maybe I know he's very popular now, but like a Jeremy Pope or an Ephraim Sykes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Ephraim would be amazing.
Yeah.
Again, he's a star, and I don't know if he would do a supporting role, but.
Right.
But if you asked.
Maybe he needs the week, Frank. Maybe he needs the equity week.
You know what? They could all do the movie.
There you go.
There it is. They all do the Netflix adaptation 2 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I would see that in a second.
Yeah.
But doesn't like Audrey need to play Mama Rose? Like it has to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that capacity. Like it has to be like special.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I actually have a feeling it's like in the works, but we'll leave it at that.
Not if Barbara has it.
Earl.
She'd been trying for years.
Yeah, although she would be amazing too. She would be with some movie magic.
Oh, absolutely.
Multiple gypsy movies are coming, is what we're saying.
That's great. I'm into it.
Watch it every day.
Absolutely. Like I know like what they like accident like Independence Day and Mars Attacks comes out at the same time. Like I want two dueling gypsies on Netflix.
Great.
Give it to absolutely. Me. Yeah.
Like the two wild parties.
Exactly. Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course.
We can't wait to see you in the prom. We're so excited that we're friends now. And we've actually had an interview. We really, really appreciate you taking the time. This has been wonderful. So thank you so much. You can follow him on Instagram, on Twitter. You can follow us at Broadwasted. You can find us on things like Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts.
There it is.
Yep. No more iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
If you go to TeePublic, you can find some of our cool merch, inclusive of 5 stars, please. Thank you. And then, as we've already announced, Kevin, why don't you take it away with 'Twas the Night of Broadwasted?
Yeah. So this month in December, we are releasing our 3-part holiday radio musical that I wrote with my composing partner, Jason Pomerantz. We have an awesome cast for you this year. James Monroe Iglehart, Patty Murin, Colin Donnell, Julia Murney, Aaron J. Albano, whoever that is. good old buddy of ours. It's an amazing cast. It's super fun. Brand new songs. And we're so excited about it. And so that is going to be running on the three December Tuesdays, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. So check that out. And all of that is running to support the nonprofit Broadway Bound Kids, who are an incredible group that are bringing amazing inclusivity and arts education to kids all over New York City.
Yeah, so that's great. And then we have a lot of behind the scenes content on our Patreon. So check that out there. Every Friday following the Tuesday release, we have that. That's going to be really fun. But we end every episode with a quote.
You do?
Yeah. We do. I'll give that to you this time because you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
This time it is, I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th, right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer. He resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. That was
Frank Mills. In my book. Constantly.
Yeah.
Always in my book.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, constantly.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us. This was a real pleasure. We hope you have a very happy holidays. And you're welcome back whenever you want. And we don't have to play games. Don't worry.
All right. Done and done. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank happy you.
Holidays. Cheers.
Cheers. You on the internet?
Cheers.
Zoot doo wop.
Bump. Bump.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.